Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Coco Zing, and more. An extra-large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
There was a strange thing that happened during that interview that Hannu Nara gave to Indian news channel NDTV. This was just a day or two after he discovered his wife and 6-year-old son stabbed to death after returning home from an office happy hour.
Every day when I come home, I just enter, I take out my shoe, then I call my son's name Anish.
We listened to part of that interview last episode.
Every day he'll come and give one hug, but yesterday he did not come.
The interview was short, less than 2 minutes long, and right near the end of it, this exchange happens.
Are you satisfied with the way the police has supported you through this investigation or in these hours?
Yes. Of course, even Thana supported me from last night. They were with me from the last night and till now, and they were supporting me throughout this process.
The reporter asked Hannu if he's satisfied with the way the police have treated him, and Hannu says, quote, "Yes, of course. Even Thana supported me from last night," unquote. In other words, before answering the question about the police, Hannu gives a shout out to Thana, which is the Telugu Association of North America. Thana is a multi-million dollar nonprofit whose mission is to support Telugu-speaking immigrants from southern India.
I'm still puzzling over the name from the 911 call. Who did Hannu want to call in those first few minutes after discovering the bodies? Between his accent and the poor tape quality, it's really hard to hear. So let's enhance it. First, we try using software to clean up the tape.
I need to call you, Ravi Kapoor Lori. Can you give me your phone?
Hold on 1 second for me, okay? Don't hang up.
I need to call you, Ravi Kapoor Lori. Can you give me your phone?
I need to call... Can you give me your phone?
I need to call you, Ravi Kapoor Lori. Can you give me your phone?
I need to call someone. Can you give me your phone? Next, we try slowing it down.
I need to call you, Ravi Kapoor Lori.
I need to call someone. I still can't quite make it out.
Ravi Kapoor Lori. Ravi Kapoor Lori.
Ravika Patlori? Ravika Patlori? It's still tough to make out.
While Tinku's working on the name, we're investigating Thana. And there is a Patlori we've run across a few times. His full name is Ravi Patlori. He's very active in Thana, looks to be in leadership.
Ravi Patlori.
Yes, I think that's it. Ravi Patlori. So who is this person? And what's his connection to Hannu, Sasi and this case? And how does Thana fit in? Things are getting more complicated.
I'm Ben Adair.
And I'm Tinku Ray. This is Strangeland Season 2, Murder in Mapleshade.
Episode 4, The Inner Circle.
Ravi Patlori's name shows up multiple times in the Indian press coverage of the murders. He says he's Sasi's cousin. So he's not just a friend of the family, he is family. He tells an Indian news outlet that Sasi and Hannu spend every other weekend at his house. So Patlori is intimately involved in the Nara's lives and this case. We find a number and call him. These are my questions. What can he tell us about Sasi, his cousin? Were they close growing up? What does he know about Sasi and Hannu's relationship? Did the Naras have any enemies or problems with neighbors? And did he talk to Hannu on the night of the murders?
Hi, Ravi. My name is Tinku Ray, and I'm a journalist working on a podcast. Do you have a few minutes to chat?
No, can you please message me? I have another meeting.
Okay, should I text you on here?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Hello?
Not exactly a warm reception. I text him, hoping he'll open up once he hears we're looking into the unsolved murders of his relatives.
We would love your help in getting justice for your cousin and her son and really pushing this investigation forward. Okay. Sent.
Then I wait. And I wait. He never calls me back. But he did call our reporter, Betsy Shepherd. Unfortunately, we weren't able to record the conversation, so we'll just have to give you a recap. Ravi is super angry. He's practically shouting, "Why are you looking into the murders?" To get justice for Sussi and Anish. I think it's something he'd want too. He says, "Stop meddling in issues that don't concern you." Can he at least put us in touch with Sussi's mom and dad? He says essentially, "Let it go," and hangs up the phone. It is not what we expected.
So let's get into Ravi's organization, TANA. TANA claims to be the oldest and largest Indian American organization in North America. It's an influential cultural group that claims to have 70,000 members, most of whom are from Andhra Pradesh, just like Sussi and Hanu. It was founded as a nonprofit in the late 70s, and its ranks grew during the dot-com boom of the late 90s. Their motto is, "Our youth are our heritage." The group does a lot of charity work, raises money for orphans and Andhra Pradesh, among other causes, and they host huge conferences, like tens of thousands of people huge. Former President Bill Clinton spoke there in 2007.
You know, in America, we have slightly different political traditions, and when I got to Andhra Pradesh, there were these huge banners all over with his picture and my picture. And I felt like a rock star instead of a politician.
The TANA conference includes singing, dancing, and celebs from the Telugu film industry, also known as Tollywood. TANA's leadership is almost exclusively male. So women don't get a lot of visibility outside of the beauty contest.
I always say that South Indian women are the most beautiful women in the world. And I think this is the proof.
TANA even offers online dating services to Telugu singles in the United States and has emergency services for Telugu victims of crime.
While combing through TANA's website, we discover that from 2015 to 2017, Hanu Nara served as a national ad hoc co-chairman. So he wasn't just a member, he was part of the inner circle. We keep digging and find pictures of Hanu hanging out with lots of TANA's leadership, including Ravi Patlori. Hanu's tagged in social media posts about important elections and events. We find multiple posts in which the organization thanks Hanu, specifically, for his various donations. What we don't find is surprising too. We don't see any photos of Sussi, or any mentions of her, not even after her death. It seems like Sussi was invisible within the group.
We click to Ravi's Facebook page. Over 7,000 friends and followers. We're thinking, he's talking about Hanu in the press. He must have posted about Sussi, his own cousin. 2 days after the murders, he hosted a beauty contest and talent show, and later shared those pics to Facebook. And 3 days after, Ravi implored his followers to vote for a particular TANA candidate. But he posted literally nothing about the mysterious murders of his cousin Sussi and her son Anish, his own family members. Not one word.
We reach out to TANA's national leaders about the murders, but we get no response. We do, however, find a directory of local reps, so we try them next.
Hello?
Hi, is that Sudhakar?
Yeah, this is.
Sudhakar Kandiala is the TANA rep for Southern New Jersey.
Do you remember the case, Sudhakar? Were you here in New Jersey at the time?
Yeah, I was here. But I only know like little bit information, but I would be happy to give the person, contact person, who was more involved. I think that would like, you know, probably help you.
We set up a time to meet with Sudhakar the following day, and he says he'll connect us with another Tana member.
Okay, great, Sudhakar. I appreciate this. Thank you so much.
Yeah, see you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we're finally starting to get somewhere. But the next day, I receive a text from Sudhakar saying he's been instructed not to talk to us.
But if Tana won't talk, we are able to find lots of other people talking about Tana. Our reporting turns up a former Tana Foundation trustee who went public in 2021 with corruption allegations. Various lawsuits against Tana's leadership allege visa fraud schemes, illegal employment operations, even an alleged connection to a sex trafficking ring involving Tollywood actresses. But these are all just accusations. Nothing verifiable, nothing concrete.
What I really can't get over is how strangely silent Tana's been on the Nara murders. They say they're for all Telugu people, but they haven't seemed to put in much effort for Sasi and Anish. The leadership won't talk, and it seems like members are being told to stay silent. What is going on here?
But there is one group that does advocate for the victims. And as they do, they start coming to some distinct conclusions about this case. That's coming right up, after the break.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. It completely eliminates the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. You just heat and savor the good stuff. And this month, Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. I was recently out of town on an extended reporting trip, and Factor saved the day for my wife and kids. Dinner time is normally a hassle, especially when you're shorthanded, but with Factor, it was smooth and easy. My kids especially liked the vegan chorizo and the chipotle chicken. They liked the spicy stuff. And my wife loved everything about it. The kids were happy. She was happy. Everything went without a hitch. Head to factormeals.com/strangeland50 and use code strangeland50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month. That's code strangeland50 at factormeals.com/strangeland50. 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. This is a children's Bollywood dance class offered at the Indian Cultural Center of South Jersey. The ICC is a big gray and brick building in the town of Evesham, about 15 minutes south of Mapleshade by highway. It's a community center with a large banquet hall, a library, and brightly colored murals. More than 4 months after the murders, the ICC says they were contacted by Burlington County investigators. They were looking for help, drumming up leads on the case.
As soon as we heard about the news, we are all, shaken up immediately.
Manu Dadhania is on the ICC board.
Since this was too close to home, another Indian community member who got murdered, everybody was interested to know what happened and who committed this horrific crime and what can we do about it.
Unlike Tana, the ICC serves the broader Indian community rather than any one particular linguistic or ethnic group. And also, unlike Thana, the ICC played a key role in the Nara murder investigation.
Investigators say the case is still very active, but are now working with the Indian Cultural Center of South Jersey, hoping to generate new leads. Prosecutors say even the smallest tip could prove useful in solving this crime.
Manu tells us that originally law enforcement in New Jersey reached out to Thana, hoping to enlist help in the investigation. But several months in, police were still having a hard time interviewing people in the Telugu community. So the prosecutor's office approached the ICC.
They did not had any significant lead into these murders or the perpetrator who committed those horrific crimes. So we, as an Indian cultural center being the hub of the Indian community, we held various meetings with the detectives. So we invited the Telugu community, leaders to help us into this investigation.
By August, it was publicly announced that the ICC was working with the Burlington County prosecutors. The ICC used social media to encourage the Indian community to share tips with investigators. They talked to the press to keep the story alive. They even worked with translators to make informational flyers in Telugu.
So we can all, distribute those flyers so that somebody will come forward if they have any information about the perpetrator for this, murders.
Basically, the ICC was doing all the things you'd expect an Indian cultural organization to be doing. But Manu got the sense that many Telugu community members weren't interested in furthering the investigation.
I got the feeling was that maybe some of those community members did know more about it, but they were not coming out forward because their sentiment was that the people who are gone, they are gone. So now, for the surviving person, do we give them some, incriminating evidence or something? And then what? Then you might divide the community.
Manu says the way Thana immediately closed ranks around Hanu was very strange.
When everybody knows each other, there are always friends to other people's also.
So you're talking about loyalties within the community?
Yes, yes. We are speculating, but there could be shielding or something like that.
That bears repeating. Manu says that he's just speculating, but that Thana could be shielding Hanu. It's unclear if the ICC's cooperation yielded any new leads. There were none released to the public, and by the fall of 2017, media coverage fizzled out.
The victims are kind of forgotten, and nobody is speaking on behalf of the victims. Did we had enough pressure on the either the Burlington County or Mapleshade to solve this one? I wouldn't say no. I don't think we had enough pressure as a community.
Back to Fox Meadow. This time, we expand our canvassing efforts and hit up a row of businesses near the apartment complex. We're inside a Dunkin' Donuts on Highway 73, directly across from Fox Meadow. It's busy, a lot of to-go orders. The owner chats with us while serving customer after customer. He tells us his name is Kokun, which means small person in Bengali. I know this because I speak Bengali, and Kokun is small and quiet. But when I address him in his native language, he immediately opens up.
Apni ki Dhakar Bangali?
Na, ami Dhakar na Noakhali.
Oh, Noakhali, Koto din achen?
Kokun tells me he's been in the US for 12 years and that he lived in Fox Meadow when the murders happened. He's since moved out, but remembers the residents in the apartment next to him talking about the Naras. He heard that Hanu and Sasi had a really bad relationship. They fought all the time. Hanu mistreated Sasi, he says. So much so that he heard that Sasi's mom regularly called Hanu to confront him about it. I asked Kokun if he knows what the fights were about, but he shrugs his shoulders. He never met Sasi or Hanu. He only knows what his neighbors told him, that the Naras did not have a happy home.
It's a small detail, and it might not even be true, but it feels like a breakthrough. Because this is the first time anyone has offered us any information about the Naras' relationship. Kokon doesn't have info on the neighbors, so we do some Googling to see if we can find any references to any neighbors talking to the press. Then we uncover an article published just after the murders on the news site NJ.com. It's an interview with a Fox Meadow resident named Abdul Salam, published 5 days after the murders.
Abdul Salam lived in the unit above the Nara family, and he told us that he had seen the boy, knew the boy, he was really upset about, as he put it, "I'm really upset about that kid."
This is Kevin Shea, a crime journalist, and in 2017, he was an editor at NJ.com.
He would talk to Anish when he came home from work, that kind of thing, and had a little bit of a rapport with him. You know, the kind of conversations often neighbors have with each other, coming and going from work, you know, "Hey, how's it going?" But he had it with the boy. Salam told us that the couple argued, and he told us he treated her not well. They hardly ever left the house. When they rode in a car, he used to make her sit in the back seat, even if it was just the two of them.
A picture of Sassy's life is finally starting to come into view, and it's such a sad one.
And that's when things start to click. Upstairs neighbor? Check. Friends with Anish? Check. And according to the article, Abdul worked the night shift. Could this be the same neighbor Christine told us about when we first arrived in Fox Meadow? The man she called Bubba?
He worked night work. He was a stalker, like, you know what I mean, in ShopRite. He got like awards and everything for being dedicated, and he was proud of that.
We ask Kevin if the newsroom keeps contact info of interview subjects, but no. He has no more info about Abdul Salam other than what was printed on the page. We've heard only second-hand stories of Sassy and Hanu's marriage. Tana won't talk to us, or anyone. Our search for Abdul / Bubba is at an impasse. And we still don't have the name for the woman on the 911 call.
But we are able to reach one person who regularly interacted with Sassy and Anish. A woman named Kelly Canavan. She was Anish's teacher at the time of the murders. She saw him 5 days a week for the majority of his first grade year.
We had a little thing. He would run to her and then run back to me, give me a hug, and then she would just smile and wave, and she always nodded her head.
And you never met the father?
Before everything happened, no. I had seen him at pickups once or twice, but it was always his mom.
What did Kelly find out about Anisha's family life? What kind of interactions did she have with Sassy and Hanu? Did she see signs of abuse or any other problems at home?
The next two episodes of Strangeland drop on February 9th.
Strangeland is an Audio Chuck original produced by Western Sound. You can learn more about our investigation, including how you can get involved, at our website, strangelandpodcast.com. And if you love what you hear, please don't forget to tell your friends about this important story. And type us a review on your favorite podcast app to help the story continue reaching more and more people like you.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.